Michigan AG, Detroit vote count observers should file police reports to allege criminal activity. By Kyle Olson on December 3, 2020. A spokeswoman for Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel told Breitbart News on Thursday that ballot counting observers who have alleged fraud should file police reports. Over 100 witnesses have sworn affidavits detailing what they say are violations of Michigan election law that occurred at the TCF Center in downtown Detroit on Election Day and the days after. After 4 hours of testimony before the House Oversight Committee on Wednesday by observers who were at the TCF Center and 6 hours of witness statements before the Senate Oversight Committee on Tuesday, Nessel lashed out at critics of Detroit's disputed counting process. Last night, America watched in horror as Michigan Republicans used tax dollars to sponsor an event wherein State Rep. Matt Hall called witnesses brave and courageous for calling Detroit one of the most corrupt cities in America and making baseless, debunked attacks on our elections, Nessel wrote on Twitter. Hall praised Detroit City employee Jesse Jacob for testifying before the committee on Wednesday. She alleged supervisors told absentee ballot workers to change dates, ignore signature matching requirements, and several other violations of the law. "You have embarrassed our state and defamed Michigan's most populous city. I call on Michigan GOP Chair Laura Cox to renounce these statements or take any evidence of election law violations to Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy, U.S. Attorney Matthew Schneider, or Michigan Attorney General, for investigation. At long last, put up or shut up." Breitbart News asked Nessel's office if the Attorney General considers affidavits evidence and whether she has read any of them personally. "Our attorneys have reviewed every elections-related case that we've defended," Nessel spokeswoman Kelly Rossman McKinney told Breitbart News late Thursday. "We have seen no credible evidence of fraud, an opinion shared by the judges who have heard these cases to date and have been unpersuaded by these claims. Moreover, neither the Republican Party nor any of the witnesses who appeared before the legislature yesterday have filed a police report with our office," she said. "Affidavits cannot be used in a criminal proceeding in place of live testimony from a witness who allegedly observed criminal conduct," she claimed. "We continue to urge anyone with credible evidence of fraud to file a complaint with a law enforcement agency so that it can be investigated." Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.